that Jesus walked on.
Podcast. Dirty Water Podcast.
Yeah. It's a Dirty Water Podcast. Don't change that dial. You might just sound a little different, you heard?
Don't change the dial.
Don't change the dial. It's still Dirty Water out here.
What?
You know what I mean?
Well, don't change the app.
Don't change the app.
Huh?
Yeah, I mean,
Spotify, you know.
It's your local New York nigga, Dave B.
Apple. Oh, Lex.
Stupid.
Moses.
This is new, man. This is new.
Right. Episode 61. And we got some breaking news earlier today. We recording on Sunday. You know what I mean? Rest in peace to Kobe Bryant and his daughter and the other passengers on that helicopter that crashed in Calabasas. You know what I mean?
Very unfortunate, man.
Yeah, rest in peace, man.
Rest in paradise.
Yeah, so we're going to give Kobe and those other passengers a moment of silence real quick. Yeah. You know what I mean? Rest in peace to those good people.
Five-time NBA champion.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
Two-time NBA Finals MVP. NBA Most Valuable Player 2008, man. 18-time NBA All-Star. I mean, the man was a complete beast. Let's just be clear on that. That man was, what he did on that court was just, to me, I mean, I'm probably going to get killed with, but I'm one of the few that might just say he was a little bit better than Jordan, to me. Because I look at it like he took Jordan's game and enhanced it. That's how I look at it. Why are you looking like that, Moses?
Stop.
It's the truth. I'm just me.
I'm just saying, I just wish people stopped comparing somebody to Jordan. Can't nobody be Jordan. You feel what I'm saying? What? They're their own people.
Right.
Like,
he's amazing.
I feel
Kobe.
Like Kobe,
how about
like,
that?
Yeah, he was.
No, definitely.
What did he call himself? The Cobra? The Mamba?
The Black Mamba, bro.
Okay, that's what he was.
And that's exactly what he was.
Mamba.
That's exactly what he was.
He wasn't no Jordan.
Yo, the killer instinct he had on that court, man.
It definitely wasn't a Cobra, though. I just want to let you know.
Shut up, man.
What they call him, the Cobra? No, they didn't call him the Cobra. Wasn't it?
Man, the killer instinct.
I didn't watch him.
Okay. I didn't watch.
Rest in peace.
Nah, the killer instinct he had on that court, as fierce as he was, man, just, yeah, man, rest in peace. Rest in peace to his daughter. Because, you know, that was what I was more, but it was just like, damn, like, you lose your child, too. Like,
yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying? The wife has to deal with that, losing her husband and her child. So, you know, it's just sad in California.
Shit. Yeah, it's tough.
You know, rest in peace to Nipsey. You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace to John Singleton. You know what I'm saying? They taking L's out there in L.A., man. You know what I mean?
Rest in peace to Generation X.
What the fuck is
that? What are you talking about?
Shut up, nigga.
What are you talking about?
Man, what's that nigga name? You know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't. But rest
nigga
in peace,
that died, man.
I don't know, bro.
Niggas that robbed that nigga and shot him. I forgot his name.
I don't know. Why don't you pull it up on your phone?
Triple X. Come on. Go ahead, man.
Oh. Well, I did not know that January was Human Trafficking Awareness Month.
It should be every fucking month, really.
That's a fact. When I seen that, I was just like, wow. You know what I mean? I don't listen. I know I talk shit and say that, you know, I fuck with the prostitutes and all that, but you human trafficking niggas.
I've never heard you say that.
I'm talking about my audience and who I talk to. Remember I said the strippers, the dope boys,
but
all that shit, like the tax-free people. Yeah,
every
if they're independent.
Wait, hold up.
If they're independent.
They Moses. No,
Moses. Not the ones that's getting that. Snatched like, up. Nah, it's fucked up.
They just dancing.
Moses.
So automatically, because they stripping. She's a prostitute? She take off
I did
one,
not say that,
she
bro.
Take off one two-piece of clothing and not. Make it jiggle. And now she's selling an ass. She's a prostitute.
Some of them do that.
Hey, yo, Jizzle, pass this nigga the light so he's trying to clean this shit up. This nigga's crazy. Move on, bro. Move on.
Nah, yo, you human trafficking niggas. I got kids, man. I care. I don't fuck with you niggas.
Straight bars.
So, what's up with the, you know, the shrooms?
My nigga, you going all off the fucking
line. No, I'm not.
So what's it with the shrooms?
I know what's up
with them. We're going to talk about this after, because your production skills is trash. But check this out. Shrooms is on the way. Shrooms is on the way. Don't even worry about it.
Are we going to do them on the episode?
Yeah, nigga, that's the plan. We're going to do them on the episode. And y'all just know. Y'all going to know when we on them, too. That's for everybody that's listening. That's a fact.
And they see us, huh?
I'm kind of scared.
Hey, because you soft, nigga. Let's
go. Relax. Don't say that, dude. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I just don't know how this wall is going to look in here.
I ain't going to feel it. You the first one going to go to the bathroom.
It's like, is the studio treatment going to be jumping at me?
I'm going to go to the bathroom right quick. Yeah, what you doing? Hey, nigga, boo-boo.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah, y'all say you got to hold the boo-boo.
You got to hold the boo-boo.
I don't like holding my boo-boo. I'm letting you know it right now.
You know how your stomach is.
I don't like holding the boo-boo, man. I don't, that shit got to go.
Like turning butter.
Turning butter?
You ever seen when they make butter?
That sounds nasty.
You turn.
You are disgusting. Like, you're fucking filthy.
I'm not disgusted.
You know, you whatever.
No.
What
are you?
Did you guys see the Aaron Hernandez doc?
You already
on
know.
Netflix?
Yeah, I seen it.
You about to lose your Netflix too, Moses.
No, I don't care no more.
Okay, cool. Well, did you see it?
Yeah.
What y'all think about it?
You didn't see it, Dave?
No. What do you think about it?
It was good.
I mean, it was good. It was well put together, but I don't think he did all those murders.
How many did he get accused of doing?
Like, three. He had to go to court, and then he did some shit while he was in college. Like, he shot up some motherfuckers in college, so they say. Down, he's in Florida.
Yeah, the Gators.
Yeah, but he ain't getting no press for that. You know what I mean? They left all that alone. It was like on a hush hush.
He was smoking weed.
He was definitely
playing football. Smoking weed, playing football.
He was Dave. He was bodying niggas and then going out on the field and
tattoos.
signing $40 million contracts.
Hanging out with thugs. Like,
allegedly.
Nah. Because he got convicted for one of them.
That's still alleged just because he got convicted.
The shit was even. The shit
was, a nigga in the head, he still lived.
The nigga, bro, the shit was sloppy when he killed his friend, Moses.
Huh?
The shit was sloppy when he killed his friend. He took him all the way up there to his neighborhood, and then he basically killed him around the corner.
Okay.
Like, what are you doing, Aaron?
What really happened, because the way it seemed, I don't know. To me, it seemed like a bad drug deal. Something went wrong.
I'm not too familiar with his story. Did all that happen while he was signed already?
Yeah, he was playing for the New England Patriots.
Okay.
Playing with Tom Brady.
As security.
Robert Kraft came to the, you know, the owner of the Patriots. He came to one of his courts. He didn't even look his way. He was so disgusted. Like, you know what I mean? He's just like, what the fuck? Like, I even set you up in a whole nother, you ain't even got to live in your mansion because you feel like you getting death threats. So I'm going to put you in an apartment somewhere in the cut. And you still fucked it up. Mm. Like, it was off the chain. But, they try to put a little bit of CTE on there.
That's what I'm saying. I'm thinking some shit we don't know. You just can't go like with everything with the documentary. You got to know what are you looking at and who was there. Because a lot of shit they ain't really say. You know what I'm saying? You got to look at it like the dude that was, oh, me and him, we experimented. We was, you know, we didn't know what it was. We was experimenting.
What?
Oh, yeah, they was talking about, you know, they try to say he was on the low gay.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
He was on the low gay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nothing.
Yeah, wife, kid.
Yeah, but sometimes possible. You can be on down low, but at the same time, he was just
tell you what, if you experiment, you know what the fuck you're doing, nigga.
Yeah.
Especially when you're doing shit like that.
You know, you just try to make it clean as possible. So that's what he was.
Okay.
Do you believe he was gay?
I don't know what happened.
I'm not gonna say I believe it, but I could. I mean, and why? I wouldn't doubt it. Like, you know,
why don't you believe it?
I wouldn't, like I said,
because I ain't know him personally.
I'm just saying, dude's happy about it. That's fair, it probably did happen. You know what I'm saying? So
I thought you was gonna say he because you like, didn't his think life he was gay because like, he was up. Killing niggas.
Nah,
his
nah.
life was fucked up, and then the conversation I had with his mom really made me like, yeah, his like, damn.
Oh yeah, his like, mom started fucking up. With his cousin's husband.
Yeah, okay. he had a whole lot of concussions.
His
too.
Cousin's husband.
Yeah. Yeah, it was wild, man.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
they even showed up to the court.
Okay, I mean that's nasty, but what are you saying? You think would that make you mentally ill? Is that what you're saying? That ain't got nothing to do with you.
No, I mean it's probably for him.
Like, he might have touched him. You know what I'm saying? Like when
oh, you trying to say he molested him?
I'm not saying
that.
That's Moses.
If you look at it, what it was going on?
I gotta
on,
check
man.
It out. This sounds.
You know what I'm
this check shit is out. Crazy, bro. You got yeah.
Then he popped his friend, so his friend knew something because he texted his sister. That's what I'm saying. Like you already had knew something was going on. Like I ain't gonna text nobody that in case something happened.
Yeah,
sounds
so basically just, like this.
Sounds
like,
very interesting.
Yeah,
it's crazy. I mean, bro, he bodied somebody and then went and signed a $40 million contract.
I mean,
but listen,
like
Dave,
a month later,
it's not even that nigga he bodied. Is his
somebody he grew
wife,
with.
Sister, like boyfriend?
Oh yeah, oh it was crazy,
so
bro.
They always used to hang out and smoke, so it was something that went down.
Sound like that family got a lot of shit going on.
Yeah, I mean, a lot going
only
on.
Only thing I'm hearing from y'all niggas is wife, sisters, mama's cousins. You know what I mean? I don't know what the fuck is
I can't
going
tell
on.
You,
right
I can't
now.
Tell you everything because I want you to see it.
That's a fact, Dave.
Nigga, you don't even remember what the fuck happened.
You need to check everything. Out. Check it out, bro.
You
know and then saying? They try to put it
in.
You
know about she putting shit in the bags, taking out
what?
From the trash.
CTE?
They ain't gonna tell you what she put in the bags.
No, we talking about Aaron Hernandez, Jizzle. Mm. We talking about Aaron Hernandez, football player.
Word, Jizzle.
And
then
he killed himself. To
CJ
try to give
in
his...
head?
Yeah, what's up? Yeah, yeah.
Vince in here.
What up?
Vince.
Yeah, but.
Through New York.
Check out the fucking Aaron Hernandez doc.
Carolina niggas.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That Aaron Hernandez doc was wild, man.
So I want to know.
You what know you want to know?
This is
man.
My question right here.
Oh, you got questions today.
You know what I'm saying? So I want to know. Huh? Who has the most power? Women or men?
Good question. Good question.
Huh?
I would say men do, but men have maybe 1 point higher than women. They're like women are right on our heels just because men do what women like. You know what I mean? But women don't have enough power to rule the world. Niggas don't like women that much to give them niggas that much power. You feel me? Yeah, you know I mean they not putting a woman in power, but they'll give them we'll give a woman whatever the fuck she want.
For the pussy.
Exactly. That's why I said they that's why they're that much, you know, that they're that much behind us. It's a little bit behind us. You know what I mean? But a nigga won't give a lady that much
power.
But a
power. Woman ain't gonna give I don't Is a woman gonna say men have the most power? I don't think that. I think women empowerment is just at all time high right now.
Well, yeah, they will say men have the most power because they're fighting for power right now
right.
for us. You know what I mean? From us. So yeah, I mean, what you saying?
I'm gonna say men have the most power.
Okay,
they need us.
That sounds a little toxic.
I mean, it might be a little toxic. But they do.
Why do you say that? Explain.
They need us
for emotional support.
Yes, okay. Support. And what else?
And then sometimes financial reasons.
And then what else?
I don't think they.
I said sometimes, not all the time, because women go get this.
Yeah,
let's just be real. Listen. They go get this,
and I honestly believe if there were,
do you think there are more women going to get this than there is men?
Of course,
because I think our natural ability is to just go get it and then go support.
Is pimps pimping niggas?
What?
Pimping hoes?
What?
They pimping hoes, nigga. Women is value. What are you talking about,
man?
Get the point.
The reason why pimps ain't pimping niggas because women ain't buying dick like niggas buy pussy.
You might never know. I seen the show Gigolo. Niggas stacking.
Yeah, they doing it, but
they were stacking.
A nigga will go get a streetwalker. Women,
yeah, yeah. Oh, dusty shirt.
Yeah,
trick,
yeah, they'll go right. What's it?
Oh, runaway dog.
Oh, what?
A streetwalker, right? The Bragg Boulevard.
Hey, you want to go to the room?
Worry. Yeah, I mean, nigga, if I could walk the street slinging dick, that's my new occupation. Mm. You know what I mean? But you can't.
You never tried.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you gotta try it. You gotta try it, Dave.
I'm about to hit the strip. Hit the strip with some gray sweatpants on.
You get a gay and walk. Let's see what happens.
Is that the real thing? No, they talk about the gray sweatpants and...
Well, if you got an axe, then it don't apply to you.
This thing is crazy.
Yeah. If you got
to ask, hold up. The only reason I ask is my wife is like, you don't need to be wearing gray sweatpants.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Hey, listen, yeah. Jizzle, passing the light so he cleaned that up real nice.
Oh my God.
That was a good one. Yeah. I like that one.
Shut up.
Yeah. Anyway, hold up, Moses.
This thing got to squeeze.
Moses, you don't get that at the crib?
None of
that type of like, what she don't want you to wear?
My turn.
What she don't want you to do?
What?
You don't get that at the crib?
I'm not married. You got a contract.
Hey, yeah.
You got it, bro. You got it, bro.
All right, so don't... Stop trying... That's what the hell with you married, dude. You try to put somebody...
You gotta feel me.
You ever,
Nah,
did
nigga.
You ever, huh? You don't get this pain?
Yeah.
We are not in the same boat.
No, we not.
Nah, go ahead, though.
No, but I feel like women got the power, though, man.
Whoa. That's how you feeling, my brother?
That's what I'm going to say. Women got the power. Even though dudes are strong, right? We got our mind right. We still need that strong woman to make our mind right. Yeah. Even though, you know what I'm saying? He might look like he's the boss of it. Most of the time, she is. That's why I say women still got it, man.
If
no
you
matter
let
what.
Her.
I'm talking about the right women. I'm not talking about no fucking hood rat. Nah, that's some smart hood rats. I'll take that back.
Yeah, you hood rat shaming. You hood rat shaming.
Nah.
Shout out to the hood rats.
Shout out to the hood rats. But I'm just saying, like, come on, man.
Come on what?
Come on.
Come hey, on.
Queens out there.
A smart got shit hood together. Rat.
You know what I'm saying? Some queens out there got their shit together.
A smart hood rat is a hood gerbil.
Yo, Dad had a fire tonight, man. What's up with you today, Dad? You
all right? Yeah, that's how we do.
Man, he's swinging them out of the stadium tonight, man.
You know what I'm saying? The Queens got it, though, man.
I got some more toxic shit.
Well, first
queens
of all,
Queens want what?
All right, well, check
kings
this out then.
Queens want kings, right?
I don't know what they want. So it's hard to tell what these bitches want nowadays.
Right, yeah, they crazy.
But have you ever had a.
No, you can't compare no bitches. It's like.
Women. Women, queens.
The real niggas.
There you go. Yeah, the queens want kings. Queens. There you go. I like the way you're thinking.
I'm doing it.
But nah,
it'd be a lot of dudes
that don't want to move like kings either, though. It'd be a lot of dudes that don't want to move like kings.
They're not fucking kings.
What are they, pawns?
Fucking prince.
All right, shout out to the fuck niggas and the bitches, right? Shout out to them. But have you ever had to take one for the team?
Take one for the team?
I wanted to get into my toxic shit.
I had to take one for the team, man. I was mad.
Okay.
When I went with my own cousin Lee, we went out there bowling.
Okay.
So I was like, yeah, I know my cousin Lee got somebody fly for him. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going out, got my fresh, you know what I'm saying? Got me some extra gum, some breath don't stink, you know what I'm saying? So we pull up to the bowling alley, you know what I'm saying? I see his girl, I'm like, what the fuck?
Right. Bitch was a gutter ball.
Yeah.
That bitch is dead.
A what, Dave?
A gutter ball.
Jesus Christ.
He was bowling, nigga.
Yeah, that was funny, man. That shit hilarious.
See my girl, nasty looking. Like, I'm a skinny nigga, but damn, she was skinny than me. I'm like, what the fuck? Two bones rubbing together, and I'm just like, I'm just playing. Yeah. She's asking me all kind of stuff. I'm just... annoying. Like, nah, I don't need to be around here. I'm about to move next week. You know what I'm saying? I need to be around school. I just hang out with my cousin, huh?
She wasn't cute.
She was all right, but I'm just saying, that's, I'm not going to waste nobody's time, especially when I was that young. I ain't got time for it. I was just thinking about other stuff, so.
Okay, this is back in your adolescent days.
Bad.
Bad.
Bad days.
What about you, Lex?
Oh, man, take one for the team. Okay, I got one. I'm not going to say no names.
You owe me, Lee. You fucking owe me, dude.
I remember back when I was in, like, 7th grade or some shit like that, right?
Looking stupid.
I definitely wasn't looking stupid. Looking stupid. I don't know. I was wearing Tim's with shorts. I don't know.
Yeah, you was.
Y'all said with I was looking
big,
stupid.
Yeah,
but I was
you
cool.
Had a big shirt.
I was cool. Nah, that wasn't.
Yeah,
grade.
You did. You mean? Can see a deodorant print.
So I used
to. Huh?
That was funny.
I fell all the way over. I fell all the way off the mic.
You remember deodorant the women's used to wear strong enough for men? It was a secret.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he used to wear that.
Yeah, that wasn't his secret though.
Not with them armpits, nigga.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, listen. Let me get something straight.
Lemonade.
Episode 61 yeah. Here on that. I'm not taking y'all shit. Fuck you, niggas. God damn it. Fuck y'all. I fucking hate your motherfuckers.
Huh? Yeah.
Anywho.
Why you grab the napkins when you say that word? Do that make you powerful?
No, I was trying not to grab you,
I'm not
nigga.
Taking
this
shit.
I was trying not to grab you.
So you got to grab the napkins?
Anyway, so back when I was in like 7th grade.
This nigga Lex walked in with the pit stains and Shorty was like, damn, I'm taking one for the team now.
Yeah. I ain't got boots on with ashy
ankles. Nigga, you was that one for the team.
You got boots on with ashy ankles. You light skin. Fuck going on.
I fucking hate you niggas. I swear to God.
Go ahead, man.
So I used to hang out with my cousin all the time. Stay the night with him all the fucking time. Mm-hmm. And this nigga loved chasing bitches. That's just what it was, right? So he had a girlfriend.
I wonder who that is.
Did he play music? Did he play music a lot?
Anywho.
Like, in the hood? Because like a certain time he used to play music.
It's like, I'm going to call this a little East Side love story. That's what I'm going to call this one.
Oh, East Side.
Yeah, some East Side shit.
Sounds sick.
Yeah. Shut the fuck up.
I feel like this person had a trampoline in his yard.
Wow, we just snitching. Huh? We just snitching. Yeah,
I'm snitching when nobody knows but us. Who's telling?
You telling the whole fucking podcast, nigga. Nah, shout out to everybody that fucks with us on Apple, Spotify, all that shit. Rate our shit, man. All that, man. Leave a review. We on Twitter, Instagram, all that shit. So anyway, it's the East Side love story. I used to hang out with my cousin, stay the night with him all the time, right? And he loved
East
chasing.
Side love story?
Yeah, let him finish.
Can you shut the fuck up? Let me tell the story. So he had a girlfriend, right? And the girlfriend lived like Deep Creek Road. Right, so
who rap?
Who rap?
Nah, she was a gerbil, nigga.
I'm never gonna get this fucking story, y'all.
Let's finish. Good.
So I'm with cuz, right? They talk on the phone. This is before the cell phone was popping, so you know you just talk on the house phone and shit. Mm-hmm. So they want to meet up and fuck.
Mm-hmm.
And I ain't mad at that. I ain't no fucking hater. You know what I mean? I definitely want my cousin to get his nut. It's just that I got to go with him. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And I got to walk. And if you're from the East Side, you know what I'm saying? This was back, you know, 53 is IGA now, but it used to be called Winn-Dixie.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to walk all the way down that way. You know what I mean? Right. Winn-Dixie. These two motherfuckers, right, would go all the way in the back and fuck. And I hear this shit.
Mm. We talking about outside?
Outside. I'm lookout kid. You know what I'm saying? I'm lookout kid. Hopefully nobody comes. You know what the fuck am I going to do? Run up on y'all and say, yo, somebody's coming, pull your pants up and stop fucking? No.
Y'all didn't have no cold sense? Like, hootie hoo?
Yeah.
Nah, that was like never that? Established. It was just small.
Y'all niggas fucking up.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So you was just standing there looking stupid, basically.
Basically. I took one for the team, bro.
Yeah. So somebody came up, what you going
to
say?
I was just going to have to yell. Let's go. We out of here. Somebody coming.
Okay.
Good luck, because I'm gonna keep going.
So your cousin was out there catching a nature nut, and you was the lookout.
Lookout kid.
Getting killed by mosquitoes.
It was hot that day, too. Or don't, actually, it was a couple times that happened.
It stank.
I tell you what.
That's nasty.
Your cousin is a raw nigga, I'm telling you.
Oh, no, he your cousin, too.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Your cousin is a raw nigga. Nah.
He a freak. He had to get it in. Sweating and shit. Mosquitoes.
Oh, my God. So, yo, check this out, though. I'm becoming an Uber driver. Fuck the bullshit. I'm doing Uber.
Okay.
I was recently pumping gas.
You peed on it, too, didn't you?
Nigga, look, what the fuck are we saying?
Nah, fucking peed on
it. No, I don't know. Look, it was never a time somebody came, so I didn't have to go back there, my nigga. I didn't want to see shit. Trust me.
She got the gold shower. You the lookout for the gold shower?
The gold shower. I'm becoming an Uber driver. Fuck you. Uber recently is testing a new feature that will allow drivers to set their own fares. Oh, I want in. You gonna tell me I can pick these motherfuckers and set my shit?
Not gonna do that, niggas. Why not?
I go rent some luxury shit.
Man,
I go rent some luxury shit.
I don't know if Uber works that way.
Yo, these fares is like being, you know, in the Maybach.
Well, first of all, I think they actually have like Uber like luxury or something like that.
They ain't gonna have what I'm gonna have. I'm gonna go rent some shit.
Okay.
And them fares is gonna be high.
Yeah, then ain't nobody gonna fucking pay you, nigga.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, that's all. You fucking stupid. You ain't getting no fucking rides. They gonna look at your dumb ass.
Stop all that dumb narrative shit. Fuck you, dude.
So you're gonna be stupid as hell to rent a car and do some Uber.
So you gonna rent a fancy car and do Uber?
Yeah. Fucking set my own fares?
Yeah. Burn is back.
I'll be up in Charlotte with the shit. Okay. I'll be up in Raleigh where the money's at.
Good luck.
Huh?
You're not gonna make luck. It.
Yeah, you stay away from the east side. Who's you ain't gonna get no fucking
gonna spend that much.
No business
and
over
then
you're
gonna end up with the bill for that one day.
Celebrities be in Charlotte all the time, man.
Good luck.
They gonna pick you out the Wow.
They gonna pick
you.
Yeah,
you're right. That makes sense. Right. They're gonna pick you out the billions that they normally choose. Wow.
Cause they gonna
you
be
got it all figured out.
Nah, cause what's gonna happen is they gonna be like, they, you know, they probably be skimming through like the little Honda Accords, you know, a little Toyota Camrys and stuff like that. Yeah. And they be like, yo, I'm trying to be up in that BMW.
Yeah, with you.
Yeah, with me.
With the Benny and the gold Jesus chain.
I don't have a
you bumping Griselda.
Oh, we definitely. Hey, yo! If you get my Uber, really we definitely listening to Griselda, Benny the Butcher coming.
Sense? No, you got to play classical music. You want to make the money? You going up in there playing Griselda?
Everybody fucks with Griselda
up in there. I'm not going that ride.
Everybody fucks with Griselda, bro. They gonna hear that shit and it's over.
Yeah.
Y'all ever thought about going skydiving? I'm going.
Skydiving?
Yeah. Well, you scared of planes? You soft like that.
Yeah, no, I'm not jumping out of a perfectly good plane. I'm good on that.
No. You know what I mean?
Ain't nothing wrong with the plane. I'm staying my ass on the plane. You know what I mean? That's a fact. You know what you talking about?
First of all, that ain't like
the niggas open that door, I'm gonna close that shit. What are you doing? What are you doing?
Sir, you supposed to jump. I'm supposed to jump what? Yeah. I'm gonna jump with this land.
Yeah. Fuck out of
here. I was talking about the indoor skydiving place, bro. I wasn't talking about jumping out of a plane. Oh, damn. So
you got to be specific.
Well, you didn't fucking let me finish.
I do that. That's
you fine. Do that?
Yeah,
let's
I
go.
Do that.
Where you trying to go?
Yeah, you just laying over a big ass fan.
Yeah. I'm not doing
it. Oh, that's
plane.
What it is? I didn't look at it.
I'm not doing a plane.
It's a fan that spins real fast over you, and then you jump, and you put a little suit on, you get your little hang glide on.
I
got a parachute on too?
No, nigga, you on the, you indoors. Ain't no fucking parachute. Where you falling from? You just told me it was indoors.
Said, I mean, that's what it said, indoor skydivers.
It's
I was going,
inside.
I wanted to let the parachute go.
And we
go.
Said you had a fan. If you had a parachute with a fan up under you, what the fuck you think gonna happen?
Yeah, that's a good question.
You what went you to think college. Happen? This is what makes me mad about you. You went to fucking college.
You want me to tell you that story, college?
I don't
want
to. No. Because I'm starting to realize college ain't fucking shit. Because there's a lot of people who went to college that's pissing me the fuck off.
Nah, man, you just got to know how to be cool with people. And they do the work for you.
What? Boy, if we had a camera, the motherfuckers could see my face.
I'm just telling you, bro. And shout out to all my Federal State alumni. You know what I mean? Yo, they got me through, man. Real shit, they got me through. I'm good now. Thank you. But Thank you. I'm gonna go into. I thought I was gonna use a parachute. I really did, man.
Okay,
so, you want a parachute?
You stupid.
You thought you was gonna jump in a fan with a fucking parachute?
Yeah.
That
ain't gonna happen. That sounds stupid.
With the parachute. With
but the parachute. Yeah, it's What is it? 20? How many years? 20 years?
20 L-O-X? Years of locks.
Yeah, 20 years of locks. They put out. We Are the Streets. That was a good album.
God damn.
That was that album.
Fuck You.
That's an old classic. Wild Out.
That was the shit.
It's on that. Damn. What else is on that bitch?
Recognize.
Wild Out
was going hard.
Yeah.
Wild Out was Felony really niggas. Going hard. I remember
Style
that.
Niggas, yeah. Oh, man. I remember this was years after they
Breathe
came
Easy.
Out. Yeah,
I'm sorry. I love this album. Oh, it's a classic.
Yeah. Breathe Easy, yeah.
Fucking classic. Mm-hmm. Breathe Easy.
Not yep. Built for Nobody's a skit. He won't Built for Nobody's.
Yeah.
He said, yo, put one in his helmet. I ain't Built for Nobody's.
Nigga, oh, yeah. What? I ain't Built for Nobody's.
Nigga, man. What? What the fuck?
I ain't Built for Nobody's.
That nigga was, he was distraught. You ain't Built for Nobody's. All right, I'm going to kill this nigga. We get in the car. We going to talk about this. Fucking classic. You don't know shit about We Are the Streets, Moses. Don't look at me like that.
Really.
I remember me and the
I listen to it every now and then.
Me and my homeboy, Recipes J Mo. This was after it came out, but we almost wrecked on.
You began in a lot of accidents.
Listen, we was bumping We Are the Streets.
I need to talk to you about your mental health. You all right, man?
We was bumping We Are the Streets on our way down to the Heights to get some weed, and it was fucking raining out there. And we was hyped, singing along with this shit. The fucking car went hydroplaned a little bit, and he slammed into the goddamn the center fucking rail or whatever. Mm-hmm. And we almost wrecked. And fucking We Are the Streets was on blast the whole fucking time. Talk about scary. Niggas almost died to a soundtrack.
I remember.
I don't think that's a good soundtrack. Though.
I remember.
No.
OG Demi is the one that grabbed We Are the Streets for me. Cause I think it was Ghostface Killer, Supreme Clientele. We grabbed both. He grabbed both of those for me.
Oh yeah, that was good. Yeah,
yes.
Woo! That was good. Yeah.
So I was lit, bro. I was lit.
What year was that? What year did it come out? 20 years ago. So yeah, 20 years.
Let me see.
Do it. Minus 20, nigga. You stupid.
What you mean 9 is 20? I guess 2000.
There you go.
But yeah, man. We Are the Streets, man. Fucking classic. Do they need another album, Dave?
You said what?
Do they need another album?
I would like, I always like to hear from the Lox. I don't give a fuck what they put out.
I fuck with the Lox, though.
I would love to hear another album from them.
I think.
You already know. 914, what up?
You ain't hear
People
that
People sleep on sheep.
You ain't hear that Eminem album, Dave. Did you hear that one?
No.
I heard
a couple
Juice.
Tracks, but I didn't hear it.
I'm surprised though.
I heard him and Juice. That was hot. He was spitting.
Oh, John with Juice World?
Juice. Yeah. I'm surprised though, cause you was on the Eminem shit back when we was.
I liked his first two albums. I did like I,
you
I
was on them shit.
First three albums.
I was about to say,
first
I remember that Eminem show playing heavy in rotation.
Yeah,
when
I fucked
younger.
With those first three albums, but you know. He just didn't, I didn't like his other ones. How about that?
Mm. Yeah, I listened to it. I gave it a good listen.
Yeah.
It's
He's
cool.
A different M, though. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
it's
different.
But it's still,
like,
it was cool, though.
I can't, if I just want to listen to some real MC shit, I just put on him. But most of the time, I'm not listening to
I enjoyed it more lie. Than I enjoyed his past few albums that he was coming out with.
Well, maybe this says a lot about me, but I like Eminem when he was on drugs. You know what I mean? I like Eminem when he was on drugs. I like fucking Mary J. Blige when she on that white. I like fucking, I like niggas when they have
issues. What's the 411?
Yeah, oh I mean, God, I like niggas. When you got issues, you put different a different type of feeling and soul into your music. You know what I mean? Then niggas get all sober and shit, and they just ain't the same.
Yeah, they but back then really he was talking about killing his mother and all
thing,
that shit.
The pain, the she pain was, hard. Was really, that's the whole thing. The pain is
and it was different, you know what I mean? It was hard, it was different. Yeah, the pain
is what you want to hear.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Everybody go through some shit.
That nigga got off drugs and he started rapping fast, putting a whole bunch of words together. I mean, he could definitely rap, but I just fell out of love.
That's what I said when I was listening to it, though. I was like, man, that's a rapping ass white boy.
Yeah,
boy.
That motherfucker, like, he gonna hold it down, but at the same time, it's like, all right, come on. I just want to hear something. But I want to ask you.
Oh shit! Look at this nigga, dude.
I want to ask you.
This nigga got questions all day.
What's your favorite scary movie?
My favorite scary movie.
That's a good question.
Juice.
Scary.
Juice
movie.
Was scary to you?
Hell yeah! Once that motherfucker turned crazy, I was scared to goddamn death. I don't want no friend like that.
I knew you was soft.
You a little bitch.
I don't want no friends like that.
Sometimes you probably say Jason or something. You talking about Juice. You a little bitch.
Right. Hey, listen, man. That's none of that bitch shit.
I'm just saying.
Fuck you. No. And fuck you.
What is your real scary?
Yeah, that don't make no sense.
I like Scream. I like the Screams. Juice. I like the Screams.
The screams is not even real scary.
It was scary to some people.
So white dude with a mask. You scared of that?
With a knife.
What about you?
With a knife.
Yeah.
And you got a gun. What is wrong with you? What is really wrong with you?
What are you talking about? I'm talking about I like the way the movies played
I'm
out.
I'm starting to That's think.
That's all
you
I'm saying.
Nah,
I mean, I don't get scared of movies, bro. I don't get scared of movies. That shit don't scare me on there. I'm just talking about the way it was produced. The cinematics of it. I mean, I'm like, oh, that's good. That's dope how they put that story together in all three of them. Like, that's what I was saying.
Favorite scary movies.
So fuck you, Moses.
You little bitch.
Fuck you, Moses.
I'm not a big fan of scary movies, but I do like...
Fuck you, Moses.
I like From Dusk Till Dawn.
Dusk Till Dawn? Oh, Dusk Till Dawn.
Those vampire movies.
I didn't see that.
The first one? Or
The one when they was in the fucking... The biker bar. That shit was I like that first one. Yeah, that shit was hard. I fucks with that. What about you, Moses?
Yo, the one I kinda was fucked up with was
A Little Mermaid.
Lion King. Now,
that was fucked up too.
Yo, The Predator, man.
Is that a horror movie? A scary movie?
I don't seem fucking scary.
It was actually, but
the
still
Predator
scared.
Was good though.
A motherfucking alien coming down, you can't see chopping your ass up, nigga. And that nigga was ugly as fuck.
You talking about the one with Arnold Schwarzenegger, nigga?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the one in the jungle. He was running around the jungle and shit.
Had that black dude in there.
Not so scary, but okay.
He was like, I got something for you. Mm-hmm. I got something for you. Y'all believe in aliens?
I got something for you. Candyman. Jizzle said Candyman. And Candyman.
Candyman was good.
That's right.
And I'm going to say Candyman right now.
And he was a nigga, too.
Yeah, but I wasn't scared of Candyman, though.
You was scared to say that shit in the mirror, nigga.
I man.
You was scared to say that shit in the mirror. All them bees. They had bees in
the
mirror.
You ain't
want to
say that shit, man. You ain't want to say Bloody Mary.
You done did all that shit. I ain't did no Bloody Mary. I'm not saying no.
Oh, so you ain't want to say Bloody Mary. You gonna say Candyman?
No,
what you saying?
On the white folks, you crazy.
Yeah, man.
What? I gotta say that real low. Right.
Shout out my white people, man.
Yeah, he said he's scared of the white lady, not the black man.
Nigga with a hook, nigga. Yeah. I'm shooting, nigga.
I feel you.
Fuck a bee.
Nigga say Candyman and saw himself in the reflection, got scared as hell.
Yeah. Nigga always eat. Candy
y'all believe aliens? Y'all believe aliens?
I'm leaving some aliens, man. Future alien.
I'm just not sure. I don't know.
$100 little bitch. Little bitch.
I tell you what. You know. I do believe in aliens. You ever been to fucking 24-hour Walmart?
Yeah.
Like 3 in the morning? aliens is walking around there, dogs. Them niggas look nuts in the fucking
especially one on Skybo.
Listen, it's big some facts. Famous aliens, Future, Young Thugger.
Young Thugger.
I think them niggas is aliens.
Yeah. Van Diesel?
Them niggas from Atlanta.
His head, something wrong with his head, yo. Nigga been bald all his life, something wrong. Something ain't right. You need to check this shit out.
Shit.
Yo, so tell me this. Was I a little toxic? Because I was talking to my wife and my son, right?
Yo, he's so funny, man.
You were talking
I was
to
talking
wife.
To my wife.
What was
and
it called? You
son?
Were talking to your son?
About girls.
Okay. Talking to your son about girls. You and your wife were talking to your son.
Yeah, so she's on
it's
some.
Feeling me.
She's on some, you know, you have to be real nice and, you know, treat them special, open the door. Like, I agree with all that. Mm-hmm. But she better be bringing something to the table, is what I'm saying.
My nigga, if a woman is in the street with bags, you hold the door for her. That don't got nothing to do with...
That's all you said.
Fucking bringing anything to the table. She ain't got nothing to bring for
I'm
me.
I'm just saying, don't fall in love too early is what I'm saying.
Oh, okay. Hold on, she said, treat them kind. You said, don't fall in love too early, nigga. What?
Hold on, dude. That's all you said. That's all you said?
Yeah. What you got to say?
Have so manners. Teach your son to have manners.
No, I teach him to have respect. Right.
What's
for sure.
really good with you?
Especially for women.
You drunk.
I'm drunk. Nah, I ain't saucy yet.
Because you ain't, I don't understand what the fuck is your motive today.
Yeah. Yeah, you.
I've been trying to figure out your
motive.
Your intelligent motive, but
what are you talking about?
I don't
about?
Fucking see it. Like,
yeah, what are you trying to say is, nigga, your son is how old?
11.
And you telling him make sure she brings something to the table? What is an 11-year-old gonna bring to the table?
I'm saying, don't be falling off too early and none of that shit. Don't worry about that shit. Live your life, man. Don't worry about none of that type of shit.
You put so much pressure on him. I don't know.
No, she's putting pressure because she asked the question first. And I just happened to sit be right there.
You know? What she asked?
I can't remember at this moment.
Okay, so you're telling the half story. We don't even know where the story started from.
Yeah, he's drunk.
Okay. He's got it.
You didn't even. I think you but I was just saying, you didn't even say the right
Stop
shit.
Stop calling me drunk. I ain't drunk, nigga.
No, but you didn't say the right shit. What I was saying was like.
Right. Teach your.
You should have teached the manners. You should have been
right.
like. Right. Not bring something to the table. You should be like, you should try to get somebody
teach women with respect. It's gonna give them
somebody that teach you something.
Get them a lot farther than disrespect.
Well, that's what I was
women.
Saying.
That's
no, sure. I'm not. I did not say disrespect women or nothing like that. I'm just saying, know what you're going up against.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. Well, I'm, my thing is that
be aware.
That
like
you didn't say
it's scandalous out here. Right.
How did you?
That
say
is
it?
What it is.
But how did you say it?
The niggas 11. They scandalous. Like, yo, shorty gonna use you for your lunch money.
Yeah.
Come they on, do. My nigga.
Yeah, see? Yeah. Look, see? Yeah.
That never happened
to
me.
Yeah.
What? That ain't never happened to me.
Exactly. Doing you that? Know why?
Yeah, no.
Because, nigga, you was already on top of it. I'm making sure he's on top of it.
Okay.
Yeah. Right?
Sounds about
you know,
right.
The girl be like, you yeah, don't even know. He ain't gonna eat that. Let me eat that. No.
Nah, that never happened. Never happened.
Y'all want to talk about power?
Power?
I know y'all don't watch this shit.
Oh my
but
God.
Guess what? I ain't got to kick CJ out this time.
Why do you talk about power?
Because I ain't going to lie. The shit's good now, man. I ain't going to lie. Like, I was talking shit. I was cool on that pause episode. Like, y'all had a, you know, I want my hour back off of that one, but all right, fuck it. But the way they got this shit playing out right now, and then I got one more episode to go, I'm back. I'm fucking with it. Go ahead and end this shit, but I'm fucking with it.
I'd rather watch Teen Moms than to watch Power again.
And I already knew Tommy ain't do the shit.
Teen Moms.
You know what I mean?
You understand what I'm saying? Do you hear what I'm saying?
You'd rather watch Teen Moms?
I'd rather watch Teen Moms.
That show is trash. I hate Teen Moms.
I'd rather watch Ed and Eddie than fucking... Watch Power.
Women
again.
Love that show, Teen Moms.
That's the point. Like, why don't I watch Power? Why are you still watching Power?
Because it's about to end, and I invested.
So
all
they,
my
how many episodes they got left?
They got one left now, and Tommy ain't kill him. He tried to save him.
Okay, We got one episode left. How you think it's going?
C ain't do it. You know what I mean?
Okay. CJ. Who you think did it?
Well, it kind of leaked out that Tariq did it, but I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, I seen the thing where 50 said they shot multiple endings and all that shit. So it's, when's the next episode coming out? Next Sunday?
Next Sunday. We're going to talk about it.
Next Sunday?
You going to watch it? That's yeah, I want y'all watch the very last episode. See how Ghost got killed and who pulled the fucking trigger.
Yeah, I don't care anymore.
Okay. You wasn't watching this shit no way, Dave.
Support to the black on shows. So I just don't want to watch Power. Sorry.
I just ain't watched this season and the last season. I saw the rest of them though.
That nigga 50 funny fucking with Taraji.
You know what season I watch? You know what season I watch? Nothing. None of them.
Bring Snowfall back.
Never right. watched that.
That shit fire. And Godfather Harlem. I'm ready. I'm ready.
Ready to watch Tyrese and
the Wu-Tang, man.
Bring Black and Blue.
You know, I gotta go back and catch up on that Wu-Tang.
I'd rather watch Tyrese and Black and Blue crying and shit like a little bitch.
Shout out to K-Fair Valley right here in the Ville, the hospital. They've been billing rape victims for rape test kits. Y'all ain't shit. And y'all wonder send why y'all bills? Always get yeah, like $4,000 and shit, billing damn. Their insurance damn. Companies and bill just yeah, yeah, it's fucked up. Y'all ain't shit.
Yeah, that's like, certain things should definitely be comp.
Y'all motherfuckers mm-hmm. caught up in some shit now. Y'all always doing some shit.
Yeah,
gonna
like,
fucking tell me my cousin's gonna be all right, and then the next day he passed away. Fuck K-Fair Valley. I wasn't born there.
I don't want to say that, man.
Moses, I want to
say I might have to go there one day. I don't
yeah.
know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
You fucking...
Yeah, y'all got to do better.
I'm going to move. Don't worry about it. I'm about to move.
Hey, Phil, y'all got to do better.
It's crazy out here.
Fayetteville got to do better.
It's that Ville shit, man.
Fayetteville got to do better, man.
That Ville shit.
Love Fayetteville, but I feel like we could do more.
I love Fayetteville, too.
Feel like we could do lie. More in Fayetteville.
Come I talk on. A lot of shit, but I really do love it here.
Yeah, I know you do.
Yeah, we know, nigga. Let's go.
Oh, whatever.
I love it here.
Check us out. Check us out on Twitter, man. Dirty_water_NC. Check us out on Instagram, dirtywater_podcast.
Word. Dirty Water Dave B on Instagram, man.
Dirty Water Lex. What's your shit, Moses? What's your shit?
Find Moses on Black Planet. Yeah.
Moses. Dirty Water Black Planet. / Pornhub.
he's so funny.
Look at the hate. Look at the hate in his voice.
Fuck out of here.
Look at the hate in his voice.
You got the app. You got the fucking app. You trying to throw
I
it
said,
on me.
I said .com. I do not that's have that. That's why
you
.com.
That's why you couldn't remember what you, what the conversation was with your son. He was looking at porn up. What a year.
I'm out of here.
Just
man.
Respect the ladies in the year. Back on Pornhub, yeah.
Yeah, episode 61.
I ain't fucking with you, Moses.
Black booty, booty.
Hey, 2-6 and.
Word. It's black booty, booty time. Moses.